Road, halfway between US 1 and Canner Highway, west of Old England.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast. I trust also you will be blessed by the message.
Is the currency, and it's real there. We don't see it, but it's real. But it's faith that brings that from that form into matter, where you see what you've been believing for. Trusting and believing for that new position, that new job, just keep releasing that faith. Just keep standing on that faith. Keep speaking that faith. If God had to move 100 people out the way, if God had to fire somebody, amen, if God had to send somebody home, help me, Holy Ghost. What's yours is yours. Faith will move mountains. And it comes through words. Jesus said, if you say to a mountain, that's quantum. That's not natural. That's not bound by natural law. You can't move a mountain naturally by just talking to it. But when you exercise faith, he said, if you have the faith of God, you will say to this mountain, this authority, this roadblock, be thou removed, and doubt not in your heart, but believe those things that you say, not what somebody else's opinion was, but what you say shall come to pass. You shall have what you say. That's faith on the quantum level. Everything is made up of the same thing. Understand that. Everything. That's why Jesus could talk to inanimate objects. Everything. Plants. You know, it's known. You can sing to plants, play pleasant music to plants, talk to plants, and they'll respond to you. You can talk crazy to them, and they'll wilt all up. Now, the kingdom of God, where there are kingdom laws, the kingdom of God is the realm where God lives. He's up in there, in that kingdom. He ain't way off somewhere. Do you know, let me say it this way. See, sometimes we think the throne is way off in never land. No, do you know kings would move their thrones? Hello? Whenever a king would come into a place, they would set up his throne. And he'd sit there with his crown on. And he governed in that territory. God's throne is not just somewhere in the way off heavens. God's authority and throne will be manifest through the expression of his kingdom. It could be in your city, in your house, in your business, where God is in authority. And guess what? That business will be governed by kingdom law. In other words, your business will become extraordinary. It will defy explanation. How are you doing this on such a small budget? All you have to look them in the eye and say, God. I just don't understand. And you never will understand till you get saved and sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost. Then you'll understand. I just want to read this verse in Ephesians 1 and 3. It says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessing. See, faith is what we are carrying here in this world, but we are not of this world. Faith is a substance. It's the currency in the spiritual realm. It's what you buy with. It's what you receive with. Not dollars. Not reasoning. Not your gift. Not your talents. It's faith. Somebody shout faith.
Faith.
It's the ladder that connects the two realms. That's why the just live by faith. Little bit of faith, little bit of result. You exercise faith a lot, you'll see a great deal of kingdom laws governing your life. Miracles, signs, wonders, authority, evil backed off of you. Amen. Taking territories, governing in the atmospheres. Amen. Seeing the blessings of God, for he has already blessed us. Tell somebody right now, I'm already blessed. See, unto each of us, God has given the measure of faith. You cannot say you don't have faith. You do have faith. Even the unbeliever has a measure of faith given to him by God that one day, hopefully, when they hear, they'll believe. But men choose not to. They choose darkness rather than light. But not us. Understand, we are in this world. We breathe this air, but we breathe another air too. There's a kingdom air. You know, it's not bread that's keeping us alive. See, we're not the dead men walking. We have another life. It's a stealth nature. Folk don't see this life. They wonder at you because they can't define you. They can't size you up. There's something about you that's extraordinary. It's puzzling. And they don't know what it is, but it's your connection to that spirit realm where you are governed by kingdom laws. Hallelujah. Amen. Where you can, in this life, you can walk on serpents and scorpions and eat that which is deadly and it won't harm you. Where it'll kill somebody else, it ain't touching you. You rise up above it. You defeat it. You subdue it. You arrest it. You bind it. That's why you're a policeman. Some people will see you and be afraid of you. You know, growing up, they used to say, you better leave them sanctified folk alone. Child, they'll put something on you. You'll be messed up. Amen. God said it. Touch not my anointed. You ain't got to get in arguments with people and fight with people. God says it. Just walk upright. So there's nothing hindering what God purposes to do. He says, touch not mine anointed. Do my prophets no harm. There was a king. Went into the temple, and he wasn't right. But he thought because he was king, he'd just do whatever he wanted to do. So he was going to offer a sacrifice, and the priest tried to tell him no. And he went to reach forth for one of the prophets. Time he reached forth, his hand turned leprous. Whole arm was leprous. He ran out of there. God says, touch not. I'm telling you, it's going to come to that. I mean, happening like that. Because we are governed by kingdom laws. Now, understand, the kingdom of God is the realm where God lives. God governs that realm. He establishes the laws in that realm. He says what goes and what comes. And it's not natural. We need to observe certain things natural because we are in this world. When it gets too cold, you need a jacket. If it gets too hot, you need to take off that heavy overcoat. You understand? There are just things in this world but let's say I'm thrust out into a situation and it's freezing cold and I have no jacket. But I have no choice. I step over into kingdom laws. Help me, Holy Ghost. Out there 3 days, no frostbite. No temperature, didn't get sick. Tell me God can't do that. Because you had no choice. You were thrust into it. And there you are. See, Jesus did the same thing. When he looked from the mountaintop at the disciples in the midst of the sea, struggling, and the wind blowing and the rain and everything, they were struggling, wasn't making it, was about to drown. He had no boat to get into. So he just flicked the switch and said, now it's time to manifest a few kingdom laws. See, this water says you can't walk on it. But let me turn the switch on and just go ahead out here and rescue my disciples. Hey, that's a sad clap. This is good preaching. Hey, if you understand. Now, we're not tempting God. Don't go up here and jump off talking about in Jesus' name. No, we're going to be coming to visit you. Amen. No, we don't tempt God. But in our course, in our walk, and this is where God wants to show the extra on the ordinary. That's why he left you in the world. I pray, don't take him out, because folk need to see some stuff. They need to see that God is real, that there's a power beyond their factual, intelligent reasonings and science. Science can't explain this. They still can't quite explain the quantum level. It defies physics. It defies physics. See, physics says if you go up there and jump down, you're coming down every time. Quantum, on the quantum level, says you go up there and jump, or let's say somebody puts you up there, they're threatening you and going to kill you, and you have no choice, you have no way out, and they push you off. You might not hit the bottom. You understand what I mean? On the quantum level is only probabilities and possibilities. On the physics level, you know what's going to happen. In that quantum or in that kingdom where it's governed by kingdom law, it's full of possibility. The Bible says, unto him that believes, all things are possible. What is it that is possible for you today in your situation if you only believe? That's why we can't waste our time with jokers. Folk that just talk trivial, you know, trifling stuff and talking about folk and, you know, all that. You ain't got time for that. Keep your faith separated unto God. Stay governed by kingdom laws.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. Our service times are Sundays, 8:30 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Join us in our midweek service, Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m. All services are live streamed.